Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 21 minutes to 9 and with us again is Darren Frehill.
Thank you, Rachel, and good morning. Patrick Harrington returned to some of his finest form last night as he won the TimberTech Championship last night. A terrific win for him and really turning back the years with some brilliant form. He finished with a 64 to end the event on 17 under par, 7 clear of the field. He actually started the day just that one shot ahead, but simply just blew the competition away with some remarkable golf, opening his round with 6 birdies on the 7 holes. And it's his second win in the Champions Tour this year. This is a circuit for players over the age of 50, but he feels it's a tour that really suits him.
You want to be at the top of the leaderboard. I feel pressure out here. I'm nervous, you know, no doubt about it, but it's a different sort of nervous than when you're playing and, you know, you're playing regular events. You just can't take any body blows in regular events. You know, you feel like if you make a bogey that, you know, you've no chance. Whereas out here, you know, you're trying to handle the pressure, you're trying to handle your emotions. And it's just I don't know why I go back, to be honest.
Don't change, Patrick. Never. He'll always keep going multi. He'll always be back. That win sees him climb into third in the Order of Merit. Won't be winning the Order of Merit this year, but what a brilliant season he's had once again. Darren Clarke finished just inside the top 20. Now, Liverpool came from behind to draw 1-1 with Luton in the Premier League. Luton led this match by a goal to nil. The game entered the closing stages deep into injury time, and who popped up with the equaliser? Only Luis Diaz, the man whose parents were kidnapped in Colombia. He came off the bench to score the equaliser 5 minutes into injury time. His father remains missing. When he scored the goal, he pulled up his jersey with the message in Spanish for the kidnappers, freedom for dad.
Canate just outside the Luton penalty area. Here's Elliot. Good ball into the far post. Diaz! Oh, it's come off his shoulder and into the back of the net. Luis Diaz, incredibly, given the week he's had, is off the bench and scores an equaliser for Liverpool in the 95th minute of the game. What a moment for him, what a moment for his team, and what a cruel, cruel blow for Luton.
A wonderful moment, but it doesn't change the situation yet. So the most important thing is that his father gets released, so we don't have to make that now. But it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. He wanted to be here, and he gets that. That's it then. For us, super important goal, and for him, very important, of course. And yes, very emotional, but that's it. Yeah, he always can do that when he's on the pitch. He's always involved in special things, especially this season as well. Of course, we knew that he will be a threat. We didn't know exactly how long he can play because he only had a few sessions with the team. But that's all fine. That's not the important part today. He scored that goal. That's wonderful. But then we need still some improvement in Colombia.
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool manager, putting a lot into perspective there following that dramatic 1-1 draw. In form, Aston Villa lost 2-0 to Nottingham Forest. First win for Forest in 7 matches and a first defeat for Villa since the 3rd of September. Actually, to Liverpool. Had they won yesterday, they would have gone third in the standings. Katie McCabe was at her brilliant best again yesterday as she inspired Arsenal to a 2-1 win against Manchester City in the Super League. She set up the winner there 3 minutes from time and she was making her 200th appearance for the club. In club football, 3 county finals took place yesterday. East Kerry pipped Mid Kerry to win the county title in the Kingdom. Cora Finn were the Galway champions again and Newcastle West are the Limerick champions. I want to highlight that win for Cora Finn this morning and one man in particular, Gary Sice, who claimed his 13th county title yesterday. The former Galway star is 39 years of age, but still holding his own. It's been a very challenging time for him personally. His wife died from cancer just over a year ago and lovely to see him celebrating the win with his daughter on the field after yesterday's game. He's been speaking with Martin Kiley.
Gary Sice, they don't come much sweeter than that.
Geez, they don't. I don't know when's the last time Cora Finn were underdogs in the final, but I think our young lads stood up today and they showed that they're willing to fight, no problem.
Nip and tuck in the first half, level 6 times, you were a point ahead. That third quarter is where you pushed on.
Yeah, Dylan Wall, Patrick had a huge turnover in the middle of the field. Bernie was exquisite with kickouts. There's a lot of lads put up their pretty performances and at the end of the day then, I kicked a few wides there at the end, but we got over the line. Mike Cullen did what champions do when they fought and they put us under serious pressure, but I just thought we deserved it at the end.
From your point of view, you've won everything with the club, you know, and today your 13th county senior football championship medal. That's a fair old record. Even Gizzy McGrath might be unhappy with that.
He's getting a phone call in the next few minutes, like I tell you now, tell him I've won more than him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a nice one and we're not counting just yet. We wait till we're finished.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have a big say yet in the provincial championships and the All-Ireland series. We'll wait and see. In the AIB Club Championship, wins for RD, St. Lomond's and Naas in the Leinster quarterfinals. Cuckoo beat Derrygunley and Ulster. One game in the Munster Hurling Championship. Ballygunner too strong for Sarsfields. Very comfortable win for them in the end. Stephen O'Keefe, their goalkeeper, feels that the poor weather in the second half really worked in their favour. He's been speaking with Porrick Lodge.
Yeah, well, I suppose we had a very strong wind in the first half, to be fair. So it was probably a 6 or 7 point wind. And we knew we'd be facing into that in the second half. And I think, like I said, the downpour kind of killed the advantage of the wind a small bit and made the conditions very, very bad. So I think both sides kind of ended up kind of having to slog it out a little bit. Whereas, you know, we had the advantage of the wind in its full effect in the first half. So I think that made a big difference.
How do you feel now about this gigantic game coming up in a few weeks' time against the Piercig?
Yeah, it's a massive game. I mean, we all know how good they are, and having to go up to the Gaelic grounds as well. We were there last year. We had a massive, massive battle. But you know, these are the games that you want to be playing in as well. You know, these are the games you train for. So it's exciting at the same time, even though we know the challenge and how hard it's going to be.
Now, after a great weekend at the Breeders' Cup in America for Aidan O'Brien, Willie Mullins has a very strong hand in this year's Melbourne Cup, and that race will go to post at 4 a.m. Irish time tomorrow morning. Mullins runs both Vauban in the favourite for the race, along with Absurd. He says both are in great form. He is bidding to win this famous race for the very first time. The Melbourne Cup is, of course, referred to locally as the race which stops the nation. Willie's been talking to Dave Keener.
David Casey's looking after our horses out in Australia. Vauban and Absurd are both galloping well. They're both in great shape. Vauban definitely has to have the best chance. Absurd is not out of it because he did finish second to Vauban and won the Ebor. Two horses with a real good chance, but if Vauban gets there in the right order, he's possibly the one.
And I hope I have some brilliant news to tell you about tomorrow morning. Finally, Max Verstappen won the São Paulo Grand Prix to make it race win number 17 this season.
Darren, thank you. 8:46.